Well, good, I'm gonna call on you to do that.
Yeah.
I thought it was Giles.
Have Katie stand next to Renee there, you see what her shirt says?
You lie.
Beauty, that'd be the beast.
Are they making eye view?
Just a little, but it's not unusual.
It's not, it's pretty light.
Join the crowd. I get the crowd.
I'd like to call this meeting of the January 5th, 2012 County Commission to order. We actually began this morning upstairs where we've been working in a budget work session format at 8 as per agenda. We will run over what items we have for the County Commission that are other than budget, and then we'll move back to that setting. And really all we're doing is going through the budget line by line to make sure that everything's in place, and then we'll move it forward for next Tuesday's public hearing, in which case we can fully discuss the budget. But you have a number of items for us that need attention. I know it's only going to take a couple minutes, but
I have several requests to be on the agenda. I'd like to run through those first.
We're ready.
Windows at the extension office. Need about 15 minutes, possibly Monday.
Fine.
Okay.
It's just, I think just Renee needs some direction on what we're doing, how we're moving forward with the windows. I think you've got some bids and quotes,
and if
right?
If there's not time on Monday, we can do it on Thursday.
Let me ask you a question. You mean if we have bids in place, we can just select one on Monday? Or we can?
Need to talk about how you really want to do this, because I know there was something said about us doing it.
Installation-wise, do you want to pay someone to install it? Do you want us to do the installation? It's more of a process question.
Can we just delegate this and it'll be taken care of?
We could.
Would there be objection to that?
No, I can get it done.
Get it done.
Okay.
We've already approved the expenditure. Let Danny just be your coordinator and whatever.
Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Next.
I have an executive request.
Let me see that so I can.
That's the only thing I'm thinking from that perspective.
And it would be worth counsel.
Yeah, and it's, are you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Fine.
Just,
yes.
Nikki, on the schedule, were you requesting 15 minutes or so? Let's run some of those together where we don't have the space.
Okay.
I know you can post them, but you can put two or three items under 8:15 to 8:30.
Right, like I did this morning, I put four items
right
during 15 minutes.
Right.
Okay. The last time you met with Road and Bridge, there was a dirt agreement that was supposed to be approved, and it was not.
Can we put it back on then for Monday?
Yes.
Are we having Road and Bridge time anytime soon?
When would you like it?
I thought we had one today, but I don't guess to see it.
If we've got 30 minutes or 45 minutes, I know Randy needs to get us updated on some things, and we can put that part of a Road and Bridge. He always has things, I know that, and I have an Iowa Colony call from one of the residents about the water runoff, so I'm assuming that Randy's been contacted. So,
okay.
If it's not Monday, Thursday, I just think we probably need to get an update. It's been a couple weeks.
Okay. Where are we at as far as our county board appointments?
Our what?
Our county board appointments.
We've we had stated earlier that we would have those next week. I don't know whether you guys are ready or not. I have interviewed.
Well, we, I think what we have to do is, if you would put it on for Monday, we need to appoint the BOE members on Monday, because that's the second Monday of the first term.
Yes, can,
and we,
our, question about that.
Uh-huh.
Are the BOE members appointed annually, or are they appointed until you appoint a new BOE member?
It's,
I know there are two different statutes, and I know that the statute wherein there are three individuals that are...
Three residents versus five members.
Completely different than the one that...
I know we were doing the five-member statute. I don't remember how we appointed the last two. If it was an annual, I'd have to listen to the motion. I mean, I'm willing to go forward with the same two. They both said that they would work again. I think they did a great job, but we don't have it posted right now.
Put it on there.
Are there several boards?
There's several boards. We're still waiting for some applicants. Like, is it the one in the townships from planning and zoning? We have... Mm-hmm. Two positions for planning and zoning. We need to have one that's completely vacant, and one is term is expired. I would just put board appointments on Monday, and we can at least address the BOE.
Right.
If you guys are open to that.
What do we have for?
Do you want Jillian to provide a list?
What do we have for the following Thursday?
The 12th.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's only a couple of. Items,
let me see if I can pull
one or two scheduled at this point.
Give me a second here. You just want to do it Thursday?
Well, no, I'm just, it'd be easier for me to know exactly what positions we have out there to fill rather than be told what those positions are.
Jillian, you know, has it all upstairs in a board book, the ones that have expired at the
right
end
now,
of the year.
We are...
I thought there was like three or four positions that needed to be.
There is three or four openings.
Uh-huh.
But we're pretty open Thursday. I mean, we could do it Thursday morning if you want to
do it Thursday.
That. Thursday morning for the board appointments is fine.
Okay. Radio tower at the courthouse.
Yes. There was a request sent to us. There's multiple emails that were sent to us about requesting some space on our tower. I would just like to put on the agenda for 15 minutes to discuss it because they've asked for action from us as a commission.
Who is they?
Do you have the email?
Western Tangy County Fire.
I think it was the Western Tangy County Fire.
Where's our tower? Is it the one at the sheriff's? It's one right here.
Right here. It came from, the original request came from this gentleman, and he sent it to all of us. So.
It's Central, is that right?
Yeah, Central.
Is that Western? Okay.
Yes.
Let's have a little, you post it for
Thursday, Monday?
Yeah, whenever.
Yeah, just
whenever you can work it in, works for me. Want to hear it Monday? That's fine.
Yeah, it was just one of those we just need to discuss it, and I haven't really even done one more than that.
Donna Neely requested time with you to discuss commission district legal description.
Discuss legal description.
She wants a formal legal description.
She has an estimated cost.
Pardon?
She has an estimated cost, and she's wanting direction from you gentlemen where she needs to, how she needs to move forward.
Let us wait. Can I chime in? Let's wait until we get the budget finalized so I can see where that $1,500 or $2,000 is going to come from. I would like to wait till, but when we're approving the budget next Monday, right? Is that the
Tuesday, I think, the 9th?
The 9th is Monday.
So it's Monday.
Yeah, we're approving it Monday. Okay, how about next Thursday?
The 12th.
After we have the budget finalized?
Okay.
Suddenly waiting last second, if that's all right to have a 10-minute conversation?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was contacted by Terry Goodall from Christian County. There's still an issue that she has questions about. It's regarding an employee, so it would need to be executive.
Is it possible for her to come today to talk with us in executive session?
I can call her. I don't know what her schedule is.
And if not, could we talk to her Monday in executive session?
We need, since it's an individual, let's do it in executive. She can do it today or Monday.
Well, if she could do it Monday, that would help us with the budget because it's a money item.
We have a designation signature forms that need to be signed. Are you understanding that this is an administrative
task? I don't know what it is.
Task? Every year we have to fill out designation forms. For instance, who is authorized to sign off on payroll or accounts payable for every department underneath you gentlemen?
Why don't you let us talk about that and then we'll get back to you on that.
It's probably administrative, but yeah.
I just wanted to...
We'll come back with you on that.
That brings up an issue that I'd like to visit about on exactly these kind of things. I know that we operated for 7 years under staff and departmental functions. That's what this is.
Right.
It could be posted the very same way and taken care of.
Administrative kind of thing?
Staff and departmental functions, I think, is the way that's administrative or departmental functions or something like that, and we could post it that way and take care of these issues like this.
I know in times past, things that are administrative
I
didn't necessarily need to be posted.
Right. That's how the statutes, yeah. Let's just talk about that. Maybe get a pat cake direction. Then.
To me, we're going to be talking about personnel.
Right, that's going to be personnel
exactly
because there's
what
people.
What this is, we're going to be chatting about individuals, and I think we can talk about that in exec today. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
Right. Matt.
And I understand what you're saying, Dan. We need to address that, too.
Yeah, I want to address that so that we can carry on county business in a functional manner.
Right, for administrative.
For administrative within our office or with whatever.
Where are we with the transfer station follow-up?
We are, I'm supposed to have an email from Aegis Engineering today.
Okay.
And then once I have that email, then I'll be able to post. It could be Monday. Why don't we tentatively post something for Monday for a discussion?
Okay.
Is it a contract, Jim? Would it be
in the afternoon? No contract. Just going to give you an update of all the information I've found so we can debate or discuss what our next step is.
Why don't you post it at the same time as another so that we can just bring one up after the other and then...
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We've had on hold community involvement activity discussion, which includes commission tasks and collaboration meeting that we've put off a couple times. Is this something we want to discuss in January?
Let's wait till after the budget, and then we'll give you a time.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
And I believe that's it. The others, I'm just waiting on contract review from Frank or Pat.
Is it time for the contracts now?
Yeah. I have a HPRP contract amendment that we need to send in. It's just an extension of our initial original contract, and it will be good until May 31st, 2012.
Motion to authorize signature of the amendment to the HPRP contract.
I'll second it. I don't know. Is it for an agenda item? Is that what we're talking
No, this
about?
Is to approve the contract.
This is actually on.
Okay, you're moving from
agenda. She said she's done it. She's moved folders. That's why I knew.
Right.
Okay.
From what I understand, this was an extension of the existing HPRP contract that we have in place. Mm-hmm. There's still some funds that are owed to us, and if we extend the contract, then we have the avenue for us to get the remaining funds for the HPRP contract.
Without any more expense to
Correct. There's no more expense to us. We've already funded the money, but Christian Associates, who is our subcontractor, needs to have this extension addendum so that they can receive the last bit of money, from what I understand. If I'm incorrect, tell me.
Is there a second?
I seconded it.
Motion's been made and seconded that we approve the amendment to the HPRP contract. Discussion. The remainder of the monies that will be forthcoming are not monies that will pass through to the subgrantee, are they? Are they not monies that are owed to the county that will be repaid to the county?
It'll be money passed to the subgrantee from the HPRP grant.
Let me restate this.
I'm sorry, no, it's going to come right to us.
The subgrantee asked us for X amount of dollars because the state was slow in paying.
Correct.
We gave them those monies, and yet we have not been fully reimbursed for those monies.
Right. The HPRP organization will send us a check for the remaining $8,700, I think is what?
For the loan, if you want to call it that, that right. We give them.
We loan the subgrantee the money, but okay. We'll get the money from the HPRP grant.
Will it come directly to the county, or will it go to the subgrantee?
Directly to the county.
Okay.
Because normally we get the money and then we expense it out based off of receipts and expenses. And so we have those receipts and expenses and we're just waiting to be reimbursed through that grant.
Okay, I know Jillian is working with council and with the subgrantee because we do not have an agreement in place between us and the subgrantee.
Correct. Right.
Okay.
This is from HPRP. That's what that money is for.
Would I sign where it says Taney County contractor?
Correct.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Nikki.
Yes.
Could you come up here for a moment, please?
Sure.
Well, I can see this, but is there also, they want it signed here, just where it says signature?
Yes, please.
Jim, would you state the dollar figures again on that?
Helen's here. Is it about $8,700, $8,500?
Yeah, around $8,300.
$8,300 is what's left. We get a chunk toward the end of the year, and this should open the avenue for us to get the rest of it.
There we go. Thank you.
We have the lease of animal control facility contract.
That'd be buy-in between Taney County Health Center and the county?
Correct.
I'd entertain a motion.
Motion to enter into the agreement between Taney County Health Department and Taney County for the operation of animal control for the year 2012.
Reviewed.
As presented and reviewed.
As presented and reviewed. I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the contract between Taney County Health Center and Taney County. For the lease of the animal control facility for the year 2012. Discussion?
The dollar amount is a matter of public record. You can state that in there.
It's the same as 2011.
Do you want it stated? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
It's for an amount of $180,895. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Go ahead, Nikki.
Okay. Last month during our wellness committee meeting, one of our committee members resigned at the end of the year. At that point, we sent out an application to all of the employees and asked if there were anyone who was interested in being nominated to be put on the committee. We have received one response from Glenda in the assessor's office.
What was that name, for the record?
Glenda Giles.
Motion to appoint Glenda Giles to the Wellness Committee.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Glenda Giles to the Wellness Advisory Committee. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. You check and make sure I've got all the signatures there that you need. Randy, we're going to meet with you upstairs in exec session here in just a couple of minutes. Do you have anything else for us this morning?
No, I don't.
Other commissioners have anything for us? We'll move into the budget work session, which is open to the public, and we have that spread across upstairs on the table in the commission's office, and I believe that the county auditor is awaiting us.
I believe so.
And
Lynn, when you're ready.
Ron, you need to state that the public is welcome to be there at the meeting. I mean, they think it's because we're
open to public.